Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of you God's children. What a joy, privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, look back over your life this morning. That's the call of God. Look back over your life. If nobody else says to you that the Lord is good, know for yourself that the Lord is good. Did you hear me this morning? I rise this morning to testify to the awesomeness, the greatness, the goodness, the kindness, the tender mercies of our Lord. Listen to me very carefully. We have banked on others speaking up for God. We have allowed others to talk about what God has done for them. It is not arrogant. It is not conceited for you to tell of God's goodness. It is true that God is good all the time, and that all the time God is good. I know it's a cliche that we say sometimes without thinking, but the Lord has said to all of us on this day, you testify to my goodness. You think back over your life and see all the wonderful things He's got you through. You see, taking one for granted is assuming that one should have done what they did to bless your life. So we just take it for granted. He's going to still wake me up. We take for granted He's still going to bless my family. We take for granted that He's still going to give us our right mind. But listen to me. There are thousands of millions and trillions of people who did not wake up this morning, who are not in their right minds. But look at you. Look at the goodness of God over your life. Look at the power of God over your life. Look at the authority of God over your life. Your enemies thought they had you beat. And when I say enemies, I'm not always talking about people. I'm talking about the enemy of your soul. Satan did not desire for you to live today because you wouldn't let go, because you wouldn't give in to him. He sought while you were sleeping to kill you, to destroy you, to take you out. But listen to me, all night and all day, angels are watching over you. The car that should have ran into the back of you and caused your car to burst into flames did not happen. Satan has put up so much to stop little old you, but it's not happening. Can I tell you why? God blocked it. God is kind to you. God is merciful to you. And I would be remiss if I said just you, but to all of us. I want you to take a look over your life today. Because when you start looking at where God has brought you from, when you start looking at what God has brought you through, when you start looking at what should have happened, what could have happened, but didn't happen, it'll make you shout. It'll make you scream. It'll make you holler. It'll make you have joy unspeakable. This morning, I want to speak to the brother. I want to speak to the sister who may have been going through a moment in your life. You may have been going through a test, a trial, a situation, some turbulence, and you're trying to figure out whether or not it's worth it. Is it worth it to even get up at 5 in the morning on Sundays and Wednesday to hear a preacher talk to you about the goodness of God? Is it worth continuing to live for the Lord? I want to speak to you today. It's worth it plus. The benefits, the assurance that God has outweigh everything that life can issue you. I look back over my personal life, and I see all of the wonderful things God has done. I see the people God has brought to my life, through my life. And some of them he's even taken out of my life. But through it all, the trust in God increases because I take moments to reflect on him and him alone. I would be blind, crippled, and crazy if it had not been for the Lord being on my side. It's not always about other people. Yes, they bold enough to tell you of the goodness of God. But I need you, my sister. I need you, my brother, to think about what God has done in your life. To think about how God has blessed you. To think about how God has healed you time after time, over and over and over again. God just keep on blessing you. He keep on healing you. He keep on delivering you. And the question always is, what are you doing? Are you just waiting for the next miracle to happen because you're taking God for granted, or are you really testifying to his goodness? And let me say this. Testifying is not always public. Some of us are deficient in our private testimonies. See, we quick to say out loud, God is good. But we quick to live as if God does not exist. So today I want to make sure we connect all the dots. I want you to verbalize the goodness of God. Then I want you to personalize the goodness of God. When you're by yourself, when you're in your car, when you're at your desk, when you're cooking your meal, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're doing what you do by yourself, I want you to tell him thank you. I want you to acknowledge what he has done. You're gonna find that a tear may run down your eyes. You up down your face. You may find that things will happen differently for you. Because when you are living in a moment of gratitude, other stuff doesn't bother you to the same level. It's when you are deficient in your personal praise that the turbulences of life wear you down. But today, I beg you, think back. Try it for me. Just try to think. And you don't have to think back 20 years ago. You don't have to think back 20 months ago. You don't have to think back 20 days ago. You don't even have to think back 20 hours ago. You can think about just right now. The breath in your body could have been taken from you, but God told the enemy, I'm in charge. She shall live and not die. He shall live and not die. Brother, sister, hear me. Let's not be deficient in our praise and adoration for what God has done in our lives. Because listen, trials will come, tribulations will come, things will happen. But God remains consistent. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be there for you. I'll be your mother when you're motherless. I'll be your father when you're fatherless. I'll be your friend. I'll be your brother. I'll be your sister. Wipe your eyes from the worries of this world and extend yourself to the throne of God, letting God know that he matters the most. Take my job. Just don't withdraw your spirit. Take the things that I have. Just don't withdraw your spirit, because things can't keep me, but God can. Today, my brothers and sisters, I rise to testify of the goodness of God. I ask you to join me in your personal life by expressing to God your gratitude for all that he has done, for all that he is doing, and for all that he shall do. You are a walking, breathing miracle. There is none like you. When the enemy comes up, God stands up and let the enemy know, no. He lets the enemy, K-N-O-W-N-O. You can't touch her. You can't stop her. She has work. He has work. And I'm going to see it to its end. This is the issue. There may be a deficiency in gratitude, in personal gratitude. I need you to rise. I need you to shine. And I need you to give God glory personally. It's okay to sacrifice for the Lord. He sacrifices for us every day. It's okay because he looks at us. Somebody may say, well, Pastor, how does he sacrifice for us? Because he looks at us, and God does not, he can't stand sin. And we are people born in sin and shaping in iniquity, and we sin every day, but he still looked behind the sin, and he caters to our needs. Today I come as forceful as I can to tell you, get your praise on privately. Don't showboat in front of people and then live a different way. Let God know you care and you appreciate who he is. Let God know if everything walk away from you, you still going to give him praise. You still going to give him honor, and you still going to give him glory. I hope today that somebody will join me on this train, because this train will keep you moving forward as you walk through, as you travel through the valleys and the shadows of death. I dare you today to get your personal gratitude on, and God will bless you real good. Listen to the words of the text of today. It's found in James chapter 1, verse 12. You've heard this 1,000,000,000 times, but the Lord brought it back to me because he wanted me to make sure I encourage you, but he wanted to make sure I'm encouraged too. James chapter 1, verse 12. I'm just going to read a part of the text to bless you today, and then I'm going to let you marinate on it. James chapter 1, verse 12. Listen to what it says. Blessed is the person who endures temptation. Blessed is the person who endures temptation. The word blessed, if you break it down from its original Greek philosophy term, it means happy. Happy is the person who endures temptation. It's not, and I want to say this before I give you my subject, it's not that you're happy for what you're going through. You're happy for who's going through it with you. Did you hear what I just said to you? Happy is the person who endures temptation. Not because of temptation you're glad to have. You're not glad to have cancer. You're not glad to have trial. You're not glad to be sick. You're not glad to all the, no, but you're happy because you know who holds you. You're happy because you know who keeps you. You're happy because you know that you already won. You're happy because you know amen and yes is the end of the story. You may be going through your hurt. You may be going through your trials. You may be going through your tribulations. But happy is the outcome because you know who's with you. Let me read it for you again. Blessed is the person who endures temptation. The word of God to you this morning is this. It's only a test. It's only a test. When you watch even television, every now and then back in the day, they don't do it too much anymore. They'll say this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. They will let you know, don't worry about it. You're going to hear a beep, but don't be alarmed. Can I help you with your life today? It's only a test of the blessings that God has for your life. Don't be alarmed. If you hold on, the test will be over. If you hold on, the trial will be over. If you hold on, the hurt will be over. You see, I've lived long enough now to know hurt doesn't last always. I've lived long enough to know gossip doesn't last always. I've lived long enough to know things that last always. But God does. Listen to me. It's only a test. Tribulations, trials, troubles, and turbulences in your life, they're designed to lure you away from your commitment to God. They're not to torment you, but they're to teach and train you. Don't you ever believe that God will let something happen in your life to destroy you. He's too kind to be cruel to you, sister. Come on now, let's be straight with you. That's why I told you to get your personal praise on. Because when you know who he is, this Sunday I was working on the Word of God for Sunday, and I'm going to really show the saints, because we're reintroducing God to the people. And this week I'm going to introduce Jehovah to them. Because when you deal with Yahweh and Jehovah, really is the same being, but it's translated in a different way based on how they begin to talk about the God who is so many things. And the difference between Yahweh and Jehovah is that Yahweh, you can tell I just was working on it this week. Yahweh is the one who is the powerful one, is the creator and the one who makes something out of nothing. But Jehovah is the personal and intimate one. The one who walks with us and talks with us and helps us. Now, y'all just got the whole sermon, so still come to church. But I need you to understand that wherever you are and whatever happens, because of he who is in you, it's not designed to hurt you and kill you. It's designed to bless you. Happy, blessed is the person who put their faith in God. Blessed is the person who knows who's with them going through the valley and the shadow of the death. Blessed is the one who says, I know my change is going to come, so I'm going to hold and wait on him. This morning, I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what the Lord has done. He has put us to the top of the week. I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be down. I don't want you to look at your trial and let it defeat you. Do you hear me in Chester this morning? Do you hear me in Connecticut this morning? Do you hear me in Maryland and Delaware? Do you hear me in Florida? Do you hear me this morning in Detroit? Do y'all hear me this morning in Pennsylvania? The enemy is doing all kind of crazy stuff. Things is happening all in this world we living in. It seems like we're upside down. But listen, happy is the person who don't look at what they're going through, who don't look at where they're living, who don't look at the external, but focuses on the internal. It's only a test of the emergency broadcast system. It's only a test of the believer to know and turn to their God. Satan operates through turbulence. Satan operates through troubles because he understands our strengths and our weaknesses. He ain't got power over them, but he understands them. He studied them. He knows what gets on your last nerve. He knows what gets under your skin. And he sends things and he sends people to get up under your skin. But listen to me, greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world. Do you hear me preaching to you this morning? Do you feel me this morning? Do you feel me this morning? I need you to wake up and I need you to understand it's only a test. It's going to be over shortly. You don't need no preacher to tell you that. You have had time with God. You know him personal. You know Jehovah. You know Yahweh. You know who he is and what he's able to do by just looking back over your life, over the many things he's already done. He's already brought you through. Today, I stand to testify. I stand to say to you, rise and let God be God in your life. Do you hear me? James raised this question to remind us. He raised this moment to remind us so we would know that your outcome is joy. Your outcome is healing. Your outcome is peace. You already know that. Listen, the Bible, Paul talks about it. He says to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. Listen, I don't care what this world gives you. We're living to live again. Say it again, Pastor. We're living to live again. I'm not here to preach no funeral. I just need you to stop worrying about dying. To die is to get glory, to see Jesus. Why don't you allow the trouble to finish its course so you can get to the other side of it? When you get to the other side of it, you're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see the peace of God. You're going to see God working and God doing and God turning and God doubling. You're going to scratch your head and say, had I known this would be the outcome, I would have given him praise in the middle of my pain. I would have given him praise in the middle of my circumstance. But today, here's your word. It's only a test. Blessed is the person who can endure. Your faith must rise up. Your faith must be where you are. I trust God. I believe God. Delaware, we have to stand firm. So much is happening in our state. So much is happening in our country. So much is happening in this world. We believe God. We don't believe what our eyes see. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. We walk leaning on the Lord. We talk leaning on the Lord. And this morning, I just wanted to drop that in your spirit. We are the sons and daughters of God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the good thing that God has in store for our lives. And since eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, the people who have eyes and ears can't affect us. The things that are before us that we can see should not affect us, because our eyes and our affections are set on God, set on his power, set on his might, set on his authority. My brothers and sisters, yesterday I spent a lot of time with the Lord, and I was even cooking yesterday. It was really interesting. It was a beautiful day for me yesterday because I spent time just doing what I enjoy doing the most. I was preparing for the Word of God. I was cooking. I was doing things that normally the rush of the day doesn't permit me to do. But listen, the Lord says, tell the people, I am your God. I'm not going to let nothing happen to you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let the devil win. You lift your head. You be encouraged. You be strengthened and know that all things work together for the good. It's only a test. Get through it. We've got to actively participate in our faith to overcome the temptations and the tests that hit our lives. Get through it. Here's the question, and I'm going to let you go. Here's the question. What is it, and why is it, brother, important to get through it? Why, Pastor? You're telling me to get through it. I've already given you the celebration. I've already really told you the why, but I want to give it to you in my format. Here's number one. Because God wants to prepare you. Listen, why is it important to get through it? So God can prepare us. That's why. That's the number one reason. He's preparing you through this test. It's something in your personality. It's something in your circumstances. It's something in your life that he's trying to remove. So he will allow, he permitted the test to come. But the biggest thing I want you to watch is your faith. The biggest thing I want you to watch is your reliance on the Lord. He's preparing you for something bigger, for something better. But there's a number two reason. He's perfecting you. Listen, I share with you earlier, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. God is perfecting you. He's perfecting your character. He's perfecting your personhood. He's perfecting your spiritual being. He is perfecting you. He's making you to look more like him. That's how I ended the sermon last 2 weeks ago. He's making you a mirror of himself. He's perfecting you. Don't you dare be wearied in your well-doing. You're going to reap benefits of joy, benefits of blessings, benefits of peace. Listen, he's preparing us. He's perfecting us. But listen, now he's going to present us. And listen, the presentation is his example to Satan. You thought she would die. You thought he would give up, but they didn't. Now I'm going to bless him. When James raised the statement, blessed is the person who endures, what James was telling us, there's glory after this. Whatever you're going through, there's glory after that. Don't you ever think life has come to an end. Don't you start getting sad. Don't you start getting upset. No, there's life after this. I listen to people all the time. I'm a pastor. I hear you got so many personalities in church. Listen, when I say things like this is a hospital, y'all better start believing me, because your family, it's a hospital. wherever there's two or three people, there's a conflict of personalities, and there's a plethora of personalities. I sit back now, I listen, I keep moving, because at the end of the day, people will be people, but God never changes. That's the word I want you to walk away with. God never changes. It's only a test. You will get through it. Pastor, you're saying that definitively. You're saying that like you know it. I know it. I've been there. I bought the t-shirt. You will get through this. Stand firm. You will get through. Soldier up, as they would say. Left, right, left, right. The preacher opened up that way Sunday. I loved it, and I want to say it to you. Soldier up. Stand strong. Put yourself together. Wipe your face. You don't have any business giving up now. Your faith should be stronger to be able to endure the little thing after all God has done to bless your life. It's time to get your praise on. It's time to get your laughter back. It's time for you to strengthen yourself so that God can arise and your enemies can be scattered. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace, and we thank you for peace. We thank you, God, for the word of God today. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that we won't sin against you. So, Father, as the word of God came forward today, you reminded us it's only a test. That's whatever we're going through, it's only a test. Because, listen, we're living to go through it. We are not living to get stuck in it. You have not brought us this far to leave us now. So, Father, we understand it, and we thank you. Strengthen us, God. Build us, God. Give us your peace and your hope in the name of Jesus. We lift this morning continuously Deaconess Claudia Jones. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to give her what she needs. Father, we thank you for the miracle. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. God, put your hand on her, and God, keep her safe. We thank you for her husband. Continue to strengthen him day by day, moment by moment, as he cares for her. We thank you, God. He's a great illustration of what it means for better and for worse through sickness and through the storm. Keep him, God, and strengthen him in the name of Jesus. We speak comfort over the Hayward and Myers family. Continue to hold them close as they celebrate their brother's life today. God, give us a time of praise and adoration. Give us a time of reflection on how good you are, because you make no mistakes, and we thank you. We ask that you will continue to bless Sister Karen Tolson. Continue to strengthen her, God, as she's preparing for the celebration of her mother. Father, we understand earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So strengthen her, God, in this moment, and continue to hold her close. We pray for Sister Hemingway this morning. I pray, God, you will continue to strengthen her. Settle her, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Keenan Hunt. God, continue to strengthen him. Continue to protect him. Continue to wrap your arms around him. And God, hold him as an apple in your eye, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to strengthen her, God, and continue to keep her. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Continue to hold them close to you, God. Thank you for all you're doing. We call their names out because, God, not that you have to remember them, but, God, because we remember them. And you said there's power in our tongue. So, Father, as we speak their names, we pray, God, you go to them right now and touch them in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless Brother Ben Mobley. And, Father, for those who have brought prayer to this call, I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen them. Continue to build them. Continue to give them what they need, God. I stand with them. I don't know their names, but I know you, God, and I know you can do anything but fail. God, now I pray for those who can hear my voice. Father, strengthen the faith. Strengthen the faith of my brother. Strengthen the faith of my sister. Wherever they are, God, strengthen them, God. Cover them, God. Protect them, God. Keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way. Bless this day. Strengthen us, God, and we give you all glory. God, we give you all honor. This is what we pray today in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Have a wonderful Memorial Holiday, everybody.